Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode number 16. It's June the 30th, 2018. Of course, I'm your host, Eric. Tell you in advance, if you have any questions, definitely feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. So as far as this past week, we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average fall 309 points, finishing at 24,271 points for the week. And the S&P 500 index also was lower at the end of the week, having fallen 36 points, 36 and a half points actually, to close the week valued at 2,718.37. So markets lower week on week, so third week of decline in the market. So it's just a lot of news that's been coming out. And I think that news has been making people reevaluate the GDP and the overall assumptions that we're going to have a good year, or let's say a year comparable to last year's unbelievable gain in the market, you know, up 20, greater than 25%. As far as earnings, this is a slow earnings week. Of the 24 companies that I looked over that were listed as having earnings this week, none of them were really companies I even remotely watch. So without there being some earnings to look at, it's just not going to be a big part of the week. And I also checked out some of the IPOs that were coming up. It's amazing. You know, you can actually find calendars of both the upcoming IPOs, any stock splits that are to speak of, and any earnings updates, all of those. And so I take a look at that just so that I'm not starting the week out blind. I want to know what might be moving the markets, and a planned corporate action like, say, a stock split or an IPO is a great way to get a sense of what might affect an industry and what might also affect or create opportunities for you in the market. But I say that every week. That's the reason we discuss the different equity earnings that are coming up. So let's take a look at last week's trades. We'll start off with the covered call with stock trading for $21.48. We looked at Marathon Oil, symbol MRO, Mary Richard Oscar. Like I said, the stock was trading for $21.48, and we were selling the July 22 call for 68 cents. Well, with stock being down 62 cents per share by the end of the day on Friday, we have a few options. So we collected 68 cents for selling this call option last week. So technically, because of the cushion that created, you know, we collected 68 cents in the option, but the stock itself is down 62 cents. We technically are still 6 cents per share better than we would have been if we had just owned the stock outright. So doing nothing right now, if we do nothing, it means that we basically are hoping that the stock rallies from here, or at least doesn't move. So I personally don't like trading on hope. Hope as a trading strategy has sent many guys looking for a new career. And so I almost always tend to prefer action if that action gives us a higher probability of making money and not taking a loss. So right now, I would look at rolling the strike lower. So essentially what you'll do is you purchase that July 22 call. You can buy it back in the market right now for 35 cents, and that locks in a profit of 33 cents on that call option. And then we'll turn around and sell the 21 call for 70 cents. So we'll receive 70 cents. We will have locked in 33 cents. So net net, you know, that actually puts us a little bit ahead. So the stock right now is down 62 cents. We're locking in 33 cents of profit, which shortens that 62 cent loss in the stock, right? So what's that, 29 cents? If I do my quick math correct, you basically will lower your stock loss to only being 29 cents. And then by selling that July 21 call and receiving 70 cents, you now are creating another cushion of, what would that be, 41 cents. So I got that by, here, I'll just walk you through the math really quickly. So the 33 cents profit, You look at the 62 cents that we lost in the stock market, right? So the stock moved against the 62 cents, but we are locking in 33 cents of profit on the call option that we're going to buy back, that July 22 call, because it made that much money over the week. It made 33 cents. So 62 minus 33 is 29 cents. So now instead of a 62 cents loss, we've locked in a 29 cents loss. But we're turning around and selling the July 21 call for 70 cents. And that actually means that we are back in the money by 70 minus 29, which equals 41 cents. So hopefully you guys followed along with that. If you have any questions, email me, eric@theweeklyoption.com, and I can explain it a bit better, or maybe even create a video for it. But I'll only create the video if it's something that you guys want and need. But like I said, I love talking shop, and if you ever need help with similar math and similar sort of just wrapping your head around what's going on in your position, I'm always open for that. Now let's move on to the credit spread. Last week we looked at a credit spread in the triple Qs. So with the triple Qs valued at $175.32 per share, we sold the July 177.5-178 call spread and collected 20 cents. Now, the triple Qs actually finished the week $4 lower than last week. So we collected 20 cents for that call spread that we sold, the July 177.5-178.5 call spread. So ultimately, the spread worked. The stock is moved lower, which is exactly what you want to happen when you sell a call spread. But right now, because there's 3 weeks left in time frame, so there's 3 weeks until expiration, the spread is now valued at 15 cents. We sold it at 20 cents. So we've made 5 cents so far. Now, it's tough to get excited about $5, but it's certainly better than losing money, right? And if you remember, we collected 20 cents for selling a 50 cent spread. That means that our total risk, our at-risk capital right now, is 30 cents. So we could lose 30 cents on the spread if it finishes in the money and ends up fully valued at 50 cents, which is the difference between the strikes, the 177 half strike and the 178 strike. So given that we made 5 cents on a total risk of losing 30 cents, that's, 16% return in 1 week on our risk, our at-risk capital. So I'd stay in the spread at this point, stay in it over the next few weeks, fully expecting that the stock will stay here or go lower. If the stock stays here, then this spread will finish at zero, right? It'll finish completely out of the money. At expiration, your spread is either in the money or out of the money. There isn't any gray area. And so, let's keep this up. Stock stays here, goes lower. We make the rest of our money, or we get to keep all the money that we collected when we sold this option at the beginning of the time period. So it's always a good thing to make money. And then our final trade last week was in American Airlines, symbol AAL, Apple Larry. With the stock trading for $41.35, we bought the July 42.41 half put spread for 33 cents. And if you remember, when you buy a put spread, or you buy a put or a put spread, you make money when the market goes down. So this actually was a great trade. American Airlines stock fell $3.39 this week. So given that we purchased an in-the-money put spread, we could not have asked for a better move than nearly 10% in 1 week. So we paid 33 cents for the 42.41 half put spread in July, and the spread is currently valued at 40 cents, which means that we made 7 cents. So while that may not sound like much money, we made 7 cents on a cash outlay of 33 cents, meaning a 21% return on our money in 1 week. So I will stay in the spread over the next few weeks. And if stock remains lower than $41.50 per share, our 33 put spread, our 33 cents spread will turn into a 50 cent spread, right? Because that's the difference between the strikes. That will leave us with making 17 cents on 33 cents of risk, which is a 51% return in 4 weeks. So This spread was working for us as well. So all in, pretty good week. We made money outright on our credit spread and our debit spread. And we can still create a positive profit situation on our covered call in Marathon. So that's it. Let's take a look at this week's trades. So for our covered call trade this week, we're going to look at tech company Twitter. Twitter stock, symbol TWTR, Thomas William Thomas Richard. It finished the week lower this past week, closing at $43.67. This stock could easily continue the bullish cycle that we've seen this year. So over the past week or two, we've seen several different tech companies go a bit lower, but you know, I'm looking at a chart and saying, you know, there's still some room to the upside on this. So we are looking to buy stock at $43.67, which is where it closed on Friday, and sell the July 44 half call for $1.44. So we're expecting the stock to go higher. And if it finishes at or above $44.50, which would be the value of our strike, we will deliver our stock, closing out the position, and we get to keep both the money that we make on the stock and the option premium that we sold, that we collect when we sell this call option, the $1.44. So that would be a return of slightly greater than 5% on your investment over the next 3 weeks. Now, if stock moves against us, we're going to look to do something similar to what we did in Marathon Oil. We'll look for opportunities to roll the short option strike lower. So by buying, we'll look to buy in the option that we sell and just lower the strike. We'll sell a lower strike or closer to the money striked option just to try to recreate the same situation we did in Marathon, which is moving our risk lower and actually capturing more premium to offset any loss in the stock and to try to create a, you know, lock in some positive profit. So that's what we'll do, a covered call on Twitter. And for our credit spread this week, we're looking back at an ETF. And I told you guys, I think I've admitted over and over again that the ETFs are really more my speed. I've always enjoyed trading indexes, indexes, yeah, either way. And the reason I like that is because with an individual company, you deal with management teams, you deal with the possibility of company-specific news affecting your stock, but maybe not affecting the other stocks or the other listings in that industry. But when you trade an index, now it's no longer about your individual equity, but it's more about what happens to the overall stock market or the overall industry that you are trading in. So I've always liked ETFs. This week, our credit spread is going to be brought to you by the S&P 500 ETF, the Spiders, symbol SPY, Sam Paul Yellow. So the SPY are pricing at $271.28 as of Friday's close. We're going to sell an out-of-the-money call spread, the 273.5 call spread for 21 cents. Now, our maximum gain is the amount that we sell the spread for, which is 21 cents per spread. And that means that our maximum loss is 29 cents. That's the 50 cents maximum value of the spread minus the 21 cents that we're collecting when we sell this spread. Since we are selling a call spread, we make money if the market stays below our strike, which is our short strike is the 273 strike call at expiration. If prices stay here or go lower, or at least just stay below that strike, we'll keep, you know, essentially a 42% return on our total at-risk capital here. Total at-risk would be the 50 cents, or really our maximum loss would be 29 cents, so it's an even better gain than that. So all in all, big fan of selling the spread. And our final trade, our final spread is going to be a debit spread. So we're looking at a debit spread on GE, General Electric. There's talk of the company lowering their expected quarterly dividend, and that may actually help to keep prices lower in the next few weeks. With stock trading for $13.61, we are buying the July 14, 13 half put spread. We're paying 28 cents for the 14 put, which is already 39 cents in the money. So stock right now is $13.61. That 14 put that we're buying is 39 cents on the money. And so that means that the spread automatically has an intrinsic profit of 11 cents built into it. So in paying 28 cents for this spread, our maximum loss is the amount we paid for the spread, which is 28 cents. Our maximum gain is 22 cents, which we will capture if the spread finishes totally in the money, meaning GE prices are lower than $13.50 at expiration. So that's a yield of 78% on your money in 3 weeks. If stock just stays where it currently is, we still lock in 11 cents of profit on the 28 cents of cost. So that's a 39% return in 3 weeks. So this is a great trade. These sorts of trades exist. They pop up every month. And, you know, these are always golden to be able to buy an in the money option and instantly be able to assume a profit is huge. So definitely like this trade, definitely like the company as well, and how it looks like the stock might finish up. So collecting 22 cents over the next 3 weeks is something I like. So that's it for this week. I won't continue to ramble on. Sometimes that happens, but if I see a trade that gets me all excited, then it's inevitable. And I guess I keep talking because I want to make sure you guys understand. If you don't understand, please do watch our 5 and 5 training series. You can find that on our website, theweeklyoption.com, or you can actually find it on our YouTube channel as well. 5 videos, roughly 5 minutes long each, that will tell you sort of the basics of options and give you a quick sort of tutorial, if you will, on the trades that I look at every week. So take a look at the videos. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, eric@theweeklyoption.com. Happy trading. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.